Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to Tea Time. It's so fantastic to be here today.
We're back at Tea Time.
I am super excited because there are two dykes to my right. That took a long time for me to say because I confuse my left and my right all the time. But there are two to my right, one to my left. That means there are four dykes. I don't do math well, but I got that done. And you guys, there are four dykes with mics.
Yes!
We did it!
Four dykes and four mics!
Rachel and Mackenzie, welcome to Tea Time.
Thank you
for having us.
Thanks for letting us double the amount of dykes. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's really important in this current political climate.
Yeah.
To be doubling dykes. Oh, sorry.
For sure, let's double down on the dyke.
Yes.
I made a drink named The Dyke. I used to double down on that a lot.
What was in it?
It was vodka, grenadine, and a splash of Sprite.
So it's a Shirley
that's
Temple.
A dirty Shirley.
Yeah, a dirty Shirley.
Hello. Excuse me.
It's also known as a dyke.
It's hot. I really like that.
So sorry, I was remembering the times.
Have you guys ever ridden bikes?
Okay, I'm so glad you actually brought this up.
We used to.
First of all, of course, I left my bike at your old apartment, by the way. Mm-hmm. It's literally gone.
Yeah.
It's just something that I think we should put a pin in.
Yeah, no.
And I'm going to need that back.
Let's keep moving.
Okay. We also just did a photo shoot on a motorcycle.
Cute.
Which felt really important because we have a new tour coming up. So we wanted to be two dykes and a mic
on a bike tour.
On a bike tour.
Hey, we were having fun, you know?
So who steers?
Obviously Mackenzie.
Oh.
Yeah,
I feel like front, but we did it almost Kim and Kanye style.
That's what
where
I was gonna
she
ask.
Was facing me.
Yeah.
Cute.
Yes.
Kind of riding me.
I put my legs around, and as you guys know, within the lesbian community, I think there's a lot of misconceptions on the femmes and the masks. Who does what? Who does this? Even when I was in the front for a second, it was like a funny joke. Obviously Mackenzie knows where we're going.
Yeah, obviously I'm driving.
Obviously.
Did you wear something that looked like that? Because this is amazing.
Thank you.
Can we talk about it?
Yeah, for sure. So there's like these little tassely fruits.
Yeah, like low-hanging fruit.
It begs a touch.
It begs a touch.
And I saw it. I put it on and I'm like, it kills me whenever I take it off because it really like is who I am at this point in my life.
Oh, I love that. Low-hanging fruit.
So fruity.
You're so fruity.
So fruity. And it just like, I think, do you guys ever, you wear a piece of clothing and you're like, this is me now for the next 4 months.
Yes.
That's me with this like knit fruity top.
That's kind of how I feel about this hat. I know I don't really do baseball caps. I do a big hat every single day to protect myself from the sun.
Morning,
noon, and night.
Same. Block up too.
Yeah, all the time.
I wake up and block.
Me too.
Yeah. Can't do it.
Korean, specifically Korean block.
I need
this
sun.
My fave. No sun. I'm like just put me in a cave. But this is new for me. I don't really do a baseball cap. It's camo, so it triggered my wife.
Yeah, I'm from the South, and so a white girl in a camo hat makes me go,
are you hunting?
Or should I run?
No, babes. I just got the home. Bye.
You just got it.
I can return it, and I can get a black hat.
I do feel like the queer community has tried to yassify the camo.
Yeah, it's coming back.
That's what
I think it started with the... Do you remember when a lot of queer people were in the Bass Pro Shop?
Yes.
Like, that's what I'm saying.
That type of vibe, and it has now shifted. I feel like Chapel had her, like, hat, and now when I see camo, instead of being like, should I be scared for my life and my safety, I'm like, I wonder if this person wants to kiss me.
Yeah.
I was also saying,
I haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah, she's like, I don't want to kiss you. I was like, do you remember the Harris Waltz?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, they had cool camo with orange writing. I was
Do you
that's
remember
cool.
the Trump Vans?
Okay, that's a good
That's just
camo.
A red hat. That's
no,
just a red
they
hat.
Had,
did they do camo?
They had camo.
Oh, they did. Okay.
They did?
They that's love
awesome. I don't know if it was sold on the site, but I know there
they
was
were out
camo.
Here doing it. Yeah.
Okay, well, I got this on Amazon, and I can easily return it. Where did you get that?
I got this on Nuuly. I rent my clothes every month. Shout out. I'm
yes.
not sponsored by them, but that's...
Definitely not sponsored.
Definitely not sponsored.
My wife and I share because it's a little bit more femme-leaning. Like, it has... There's not really, like, a men's section, but every once in a while, there's something that's made for women that on my body does look like fruity mask.
Cute.
So there's, like, an overlap.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
I love it sharing clothes with my wife because she has the best design style with hoodies. And pullovers.
Babes, that is such a fucking compliment. And I feel like that my hoodie game...
I know. I was like, what did I say wrong?
No, I was like, that's such a compliment because I feel like my hoodie game only got better because of you.
Cute.
Because your hoodie game is sick.
Period. And now I'm on your game.
Whoa,
you leveled me up.
Do you guys wear the same sized shoe?
Oh, I wish. But I will stick my foot in her shoe if necessary.
Amen.
See, I've been in the industry for so long, I will wear a size 10 shoe on the carpet or a size 6.5.
Yeah, right.
If it looks good, it looks good. My wife, no. I bought her these Gucci boots that were like one of a kind, like runway. I was like, babe, put them in. They're too tight. I said, they are runway Gucci. I'm not going to wear them.
We have a pair of boots that are how the fuck are you fitting your foot in that?
But we Gucci.
We have a pair of boots that we each have the same of, and one day
is it that?
Yes, it's
literally that's a nice boot.
I can't even get
You have them on too?
Oh my god.
Stop it. Hold no, up. You do not.
Yeah.
Can we count the amount of rocks?
Wait, there's a collection of rocks in here.
Oh my god, it's because we have a lot of rocks.
There's a lot of rocks in our new house.
That's really annoying. There's so many in the car too. It actually pisses me off. But wait, the point that's
I'm actually livid. I'm so mad
right now. I am so mad. The point though is that her shoes are bigger and mine are a size smaller. And one time I put one of mine on and one of hers on and I didn't know. And I'm going around town and I'm like, what is happening? Like my foot shrunk or my foot swole and then I figured it out.
Do you two share clothes?
God, I wish.
Me and Kenny?
Yeah.
I feel like Kenny doesn't share as much with me because she's more boundaried than I am.
Oh.
But my wife and I can share clothes. And we have the same size shoe, which I feel like is one of those
unlocked.
It's a game
changer. Okay.
Yeah, those lesbian things. If you can have the same shoe as your wife.
We also don't have the same style.
Right.
But you at all.
But you guys are going on tour together. There's going to be that night when, like, yeah, sure.
Also, I feel
I need a bra. Can I borrow one?
Oh, my God. Exactly. Imagine you in my sports bras. Are you in my binders?
No.
Mine are huge.
Oh, okay.
Mine are secret, like, same. Massive pumpkins. And that's something that, like, is really cool about me.
Yeah, I love that. Fun fact.
Fun fact. It's honestly a pain in my neck.
Literally.
But I feel like, you know what? I have taken from, I mean, so many things that I've learned from you. Mm-hmm. Obviously, like, true friendship and, like,
oh, wow.
True partnership and love and joy. And queer joy, obviously magic, etc. But fancy jammies, I learned from you.
You gotta have a fancy jammy.
Wait, explain fancy jammies for me.
So I am always prepared for any type of earthquake, fire, anything like that.
Love that.
So I go to bed prepared to be
seen.
Oh, so if there's something and I have to go outside, I want to be in my best attire. So I go to bed in like silk, pretty much women's suits.
Yeah.
Like full-on pantsuit.
Yeah.
And it's like, it also covers the bod.
It covers the
bod. I usually sleep with just like boxers and like a cut-off tank.
Yeah.
And I'm always like, can I take it to the next level? I saw you on the road one night. I went into your room and I was like, this is like so chic.
Well, we used to also share rooms.
Those are the days.
And one time we were in a hotel fire.
Yes, we were.
So we had to evacuate. And you better believe I was dressed to impress.
You were ready to go.
Yeah.
What is the shoe choice by the door? Like, is it?
It'll be like an Air Force that you can just stick on.
I love
get
you.
Out.
I love you so much. Yeah. What is your hair doing?
It's perfect.
Do you wear like a bonnet or a silk pillow? Or
no, it's literally the style that she's in right now.
It's just perfect.
It's ready.
I wake up ready to go.
Yeah. Is the face perfect too?
No. Oh God, no. Look like shit.
And mine's the opposite. My face is perfect. Everything else, I'm like, I need my rouge. Where's my lip? I'm like a huge
issue. Does the hair go all over the place for
you? Hair goes a little bit to the side in a way that is like you'd think, oh, cute. Is it?
No.
Curls unkept is a dangerous journey. I used to have curls, I understand.
Yeah, and curly bangs, it's like a whole people don't understand.
The it's the
is such
yeah,
a thing.
Yes, the
oh, she's
scrunch.
Always doing that.
I'm always
always scrunching.
Yeah, honey. It's nice to be seen. On
I got
this
you.
Podcast.
I got you.
Thank you guys. Yeah.
Mason,
I have very curly hair. You wouldn't know that, but I've straightened it so much now and then, done treatments and whatever. But that is like more of my texture.
Oh my god! Really? I would have never guessed.
I would have never guessed.
Yeah.
I would have thought it was the same as mine. Just bone straight.
No, I kind of wish because what I have is like that texture with a ton of frizz, so it's very unattractive.
Oh, there's no way.
It's not easy.
It's not
well, it's
all
not,
hair is beautiful.
If you know how to do it,
then
it's cute. But I just like haven't actually learned how to.
It's too much work.
Fully do it.
I was so fearful when I cut my hair short that because it's curly, I would look like Will Ferrell in Elf.
Hilarious.
But it turns out I'm just super handsome.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't know. What a treat, huh?
Yeah.
Thank God.
Have either of you ever? This is a bit of a pivot, but have either of you ever told a joke? No. And have it absolutely bomb.
Oh, for sure.
And then how do you recover?
Here's the thing. Stand-up is one of those weird things where, like, if you're not sometimes bombing, then your material is probably not growing.
Hilarious.
So I'm putting myself out there as often as I possibly can. And sometimes, too, you're just, like, in the wrong space. You know what I'm saying? I think what I'm learning the longer I do stand-up is, like, not everyone should like my comedy.
Yeah.
And that's okay. I was booked last minute in Des Moines a year ago, and you know this. Mm-hmm. I was bombing so hard. The crowd was very old. A lot of, like, much older people. Shout out Des Moines. But people were leaving during my set.
Oh, wow.
Because they hated it so much. And a man grabbed his walker.
Not his walker.
You should have started there.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys, the fact that I survived this show.
Snapping me after this.
Oh. Broken. Yeah. I was broken. I was telling a joke. He hated it. He was in the front row. He opened it. He popped it, which is loud. And then he walked out. And it took, like, at least, and I'm not exaggerating, I think it took a full six minutes.
That's
so a whole nother joke for him brutal. To just leave. Awful. Brutal.
You're better than me. I would have just watched him leave mm-hmm. and had the whole entire room. Just like, you guys, let's just watch him go. Mm-hmm. People would have started cracking. Yeah. I would have cracked up for you.
Yeah.
I think it's fun to travel with your best friend and do stand-up with your best friend because even when Rachel's bombing, I'm having the best time of my life.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you
sure.
know, and vice versa. Like, we support. Have fun watching it. Yeah.
Sometimes, too, like, you can tell, hey, this crowd maybe isn't for me. I'm now going to lean into this bomb mm-hmm. to enjoy. I know Kenny's going to love this.
You hear me cackling.
Cackling, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, you got to just enjoy. Sometimes it's like, yeah, you can sometimes build up such a nice warm room full of people that love what you want to say, and then sometimes you can go do a show a day later and that you're like, is this what we're doing? But like mm-hmm. to enjoy the bomb is honestly such a beautiful part of the process.
Yeah. Well, that's difficult I'm sorry, that's difficult for some people, but it also shows the kind of person, the people you are. It's that thick skin because yeah. some people can't handle the bomb. Mm-hmm. Some people would have, you know, fought and whatever. So well done.
Yeah.
What's one of the weirdest things that's happened during a live show?
Oh, the rat.
The rat.
The rat
in
was,
Philly.
Yeah, that just happened recently. We were on stage and a rat went across the stage.
Which is one of those weird things where, like, when you're performing mm-hmm. and you watch an entire theater full of people
go
look right past you and you're like, oh,
was that a rat?
Oh, a rat. And we're on stage being like, oh my God, a rat. It was a rat. They're responding. They're like, it was a mouse.
Oh, wow.
Oh my God.
You guys aren't up here. You don't see this rat.
Right.
This rat think up here.
No.
Oh, audience participation.
Wow.
Yeah, that was tough.
You crazy. Also, once we were in Atlanta
yes.
and the fire alarm went off.
Mm-hmm.
And Ray just had to blow through that.
Yeah.
So you kept doing your material mid fire alarm.
I kept being, because you have to. First, you have to realize, I'm like, is this an actual emergency?
Yeah.
Do we need to leave?
Right.
And then I have the stage manager being like, I think it's good. He's like, just can't. I'm like, just keep it going. Like, everyone's so scared.
It's also so loud.
It's so loud.
And like, the lights.
Yeah.
Oh,
Yeah. I think, honestly, because now we get to do shows that are like so much more fun because we started doing an open mic, and I think that trained us to be like, we had to do this.
Yeah, guy barfed on me once.
Yes,
we've been through it with stand-up.
Or people remember, like, at the bar we did this open mic at Two Dykes and a Mic. Was an open mic. That was what it was. Yeah. And remember when they added that fucking golf machine?
Yeah.
So a line of straight a fucking on like a video golf machine.
You know the ones where it's like a ball and you're like
In the building while you guys are working?
Yes. And a line of men would just start to form in between us and the crowd. So I think because of having to deal with all that type of nonsense, we were able to be like, hey, this fire alarm is nothing compared to a golf machine.
It's like pay your dues on 10 when they put a video game in front of you while you do it. Okay, so wait. You guys are doing open mic night with each other. Forgive me. I kind of want to know the origin story of why you two started together.
Yes.
And the name. I can understand why you got the name, but where did it come from?
I moved to Sherman Oaks, and I was just starting into comedy, and I was like, oh, there's an open mic called Two Dykes and a Mic. And I went down. My apartment was right above the bar. So I went down, I walked in, there were these two lesbos on stage, breaking up, live breaking up on stage.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And I was
that's the gayest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
It's the gayest shit. I was watching and I was like, is it a joke? Everyone was laughing. People didn't know if it was real or not. It was Rachel and Rachel's ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
You were really breaking up?
We really were.
Were you planned? Did you plan it?
It was unplanned, but it had happened like that night. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, sure, I was young. I was messy. I was in my 20s. You know how you're like, you're a young dyke running around LA and just like, we broke up and it turned into a game of chicken with my ex and I. I was like, I'm going to go to our mic. I don't care. You tell him. And she was like, I don't care. You tell him. I'm like, let's go tell him together.
Oh my God. JoJo Siwa wishes. JoJo wishes.
What?
Yeah.
Even so when I was 20, I couldn't fathom having a real breakup in front of people. What?
I know. I think it's because I was so... We lived together, and I think I was really waiting for it to, like, be real. And I also just, like, had zero boundaries, and I didn't care.
Okay.
And I was way more invested in, like, building this, like, stand-up thing and, like, than actually being somebody's partner. So okay. It was so easy for me to be like, yeah, I don't give a fuck. Like, I didn't care.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, and I also, in the back of my head, was like, this is pretty entertaining, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. People were like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah. I think, you know, when you're younger and you're more toxic, you're like, my number one thing is, like, as long as people are, like, enjoying what I'm giving them as entertainment, then, like, the wreckage doesn't really matter. You know?
Yeah. I'm going to send you my therapist's number. Yeah. Okay, now you go downstairs.
Yeah, so I'm downstairs. I'm like, this is an open mic. I'm having a great time. I sign up. And yeah. Then I was like, we found out during the show it is real. So you guys were like, we don't know what's going to happen to this mic. It's already called Two Dykes and a Mic. I was like, okay, this is my chance.
Yeah, because my ex was going to move back.
Opportunity!
Yeah, I was like, all right. So I slid into Rachel's DMs.
Yes.
And I was like, hey, if you need another dyke for your mic, I'm your gal.
Stop. And I love this.
I got this DM and I was like, this Mackenzie Goodwin definitely wants to have sex with me.
Yeah, right. That's the first thing.
Because not only does she now know that I'm single, she's sliding me. You gave me your number on the first. I was like, all right, thirsty. I'm like, these femmes can't get enough. Yeah, I was so, yeah. And it was so nice because she quickly was letting me know that she wanted to
be friends.
Get in my pants.
You're such a bitch.
And then we started just doing the mic together, mm-hmm. which I think is actually really interesting. I think a lot of creators like have this different aspect of like timeline where Mackenzie and I really got to like learn each other's friendship while we were doing this weekly show.
Oh, wow. That's
and then cool. When we started podcasting together, we were like, oh, we're really good at talking together. Mm-hmm. And it just grew from a mic to a podcast to a monthly show. And then we started touring it. And then it just started to like build this community of people that really enjoy it. And then we have become like best friends and it's been the best.
It's very sweet.
I love a good Hollywood story.
It's crazy, huh?
A really good Hollywood story. Yeah.
Just from that Valley open mic to. Just and now we're here with you guys.
Yeah. Oh my God, Dykes and I!
It's so
exciting.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. So Rachel, you're originally from Minnesota.
Yes.
And you majored in ASL?
I did.
Tell me about this.
So good at this.
Yeah. So good at research.
I know. You guys, I have cards and everything.
The cards look great, by the way. We've all been thinking it.
It says Rachel Dyke.
ASL.
Exactly. And I'm like, how do I read this and look good?
I'd love that card afterwards.
You know, I'm learning how to work. You guys, yeah, you can take the cards with you.
We have to.
Great. Wait, so talk to us about this.
Okay, I went to college begrudgingly. I didn't really want to go. I always wanted to do stand-up, so I was like, this is kind of a waste of time. But I ended up going, shout out Milwaukee. I realized I had no idea what I wanted to major in because they didn't have like stand-up comedy as a major. And the college that I went to turned out to have like an amazing ASL program. And I had to take some foreign languages for some type of general, whatever. And I started taking these classes. I fucking loved it. Also, tons of queer people, like deeply within queer. The program.
Yes.
Deeply queer.
Tons of queer people do
her
ASL.
Excitement.
Yes, they
do. The interpreters and a lot of deaf people are queer. I had a girlfriend who was deaf for a very long time in college. I was like, I love the language. I love the community. I love the people. And then I end up majoring in it, which was nuts.
So here's my question. When we're watching things like, God forbid, the fires that just happened in Los Angeles, all the way to the Rihanna concert, why do the ASL interpreters like to steal the stage in the spotlight? I feel like the facial expressions...
It's the best thing I've ever seen in my life. Yeah.
They're also the world's hottest people.
For sure.
Immediately.
I'm like, what's happening? Are they casting only hotties?
Like, what is that?
Yeah.
No, I think I don't know if people actually know within ASL, the way that you move your face is part of the language. They're called non-manual signs. And they're like super integral to like basically, you know, inflection, tone, how loud somebody is speaking.
Yeah.
All of that is portrayed within the face. So you'll see somebody. If you're like watching a concert and they're probably trying to give like the attitude of the performer through their face and the size of their movements as well.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah.
When they were talking about evacuate, I couldn't even look at the people. I was looking at them. Yep. Okay.
We're like, we're going.
It was really good.
Yeah. No, ASL is one of those like very, very cool languages that's unlike any other language.
Yeah.
So I like am deeply fascinated by the whole thing.
She used to get drunk and karaoke
in ASL. Yeah,
we're gonna go karaoke together.
Oh, I can't wait.
I want
to
do that.
I won't leave the valley, and we don't have to.
Oh, I love that.
What'd she say?
I won't leave the valley for karaoke.
I thought you said I won't give you a Valium if you don't have to, and I was like, well.
She's like,
That's not even remotely close.
Not even. Raven, you see where Raven's head is at today? That's okay.
It's like, I might actually need that.
She's like, I'll take two.
That's rude.
What would be your karaoke song on Two Valium?
Landslide still.
Anything the comedian Nora Jones.
Oh, yeah.
We love Nora Jones.
Love it.
Oh my God, somebody research. Oh my God. He's on the website.
I scrolled.
Anything Nora Jones. Song would you do?
I always love Summer Lovin'. I want a duet.
Oh, that's a good one.
I love a duet, and I want to do Summer Lovin'. That's really my go-to. And then there was something the other day that was playing, and I was like, this is going to be my new
Anything
karaoke
Chapel
song.
Roman. Yeah. Pretty Pony.
Chapel
Pink.
Who, baby? Chapel who?
Roman.
Oh, no.
I know. Let's help her. What's all her together, name? Guys.
Roan.
Her name ain't Ronan?
You said Roman, but it's
okay. Oh, it's good.
Sorry, guys.
No, I'm Chapel on our podcast one day. Chapel. No offense to Chapel.
Listen, I'm not going to call her by her whole name when she get here. I just thought.
Call her by her whole name is so fucking real. Yes. When you're a podcast host, you're like, I'll get the first name. They know the rest. That's so real. What a peek by. This is what podcasting is like. You're like, the boy one is Ray, or what are we doing here?
Hilarious.
Okay, that rocks.
Mackenzie.
Yeah.
So a fun fact about you that we discovered.
Oh, God. I'm scared.
No, you were on Nailed It.
You were on Nailed It?
I was on and I won.
Yes. Stop it. What'd you make?
I made a cake. They made us make a cake.
Barely. Yeah, what kind of cake? What was the theme?
Fuck. It was like, I know mine was a Loch Ness monster.
Hilarious.
It was maybe sea monsters or something, or Scotland.
Yeah. So do you love baking?
I love baking. I love cooking. I love baking.
I'm super gifted.
I love making anything that's edible.
Oh my gosh.
It's the best.
And is this, how did this happen for you?
Well, I have never wanted to be on a baking show, but my wife deeply wanted to be on one. So we were in COVID and we were dating at the time, and we would wake up every morning and watch Nailed It while we drank our coffee. And she was like, I want to do this. So we made her a video, sent it in, and they were like, we hear somebody behind the camera. Can you send in both of you? And then they just wanted me.
Oh! How did your wife take that?
Not well. Not well. It was, but I was like, I'm going to do it for us, and I'm going to win that money. She's the sweetest human in the world.
We love you, wife.
I love her.
What's your wife's name?
Erica.
Erica.
She's so sweet. She's like the kindest person you'll ever meet. She just wasn't
cut out for Nailed It. She just didn't have it.
She cooked too well.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. Oh, so what do you make now, and are your cakes better than anything on Nailed
for
It?
For sure. Well, now I have the baking set that they gave me. So
yeah,
Yes. We love Nicole Byer. Obsessed.
Shout out Nicole Byer.
She's the best.
Yeah.
I'm always making something new. I just made actually last night taro French fries.
Ooh. So
I'm always trying like new different recipes.
My favorite thing is every once in a while when our clip like kicks off into like not our own fan base, you'll get comments that are like, I think that blonde one's from Nailed It.
And oh I am.
Gosh, is that the baker? It's like, yeah, that's the baker.
You. I know. It was fun. They tried to though, this is when I was like, oh, reality TV is insane. They tried to get me to propose to my wife on the show.
Why didn't you?
So they were like, we're not going to cast her, but can you propose to her? Because that would make really good television.
Yeah. Welcome to TV.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was like, no.
Love to do that.
Yeah.
So that's you rude. Proposed to her after you won.
Right after I won.
With the money.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Honey, you're not going to believe this. It's $10,000 pre-tax.
Oh, exactly.
Hilarious. Oh, my God.
Wow. That was fun for you?
It was super fun. Okay. Yeah,
we talk about things like that, shows like that, because I'm like, I would love to go on Chopped. Oh. And I was like, let's go on, you know, Celebrity Chopped, or have Raven be a guest judge on any one of those shows.
Incredible.
I think
that's the And then the judge dream. You?
No. Just go on yourself.
Oh, okay.
Like, you would just go on as a, you know, celebrity judge on Nailed It.
I want to see you cook. Nicole. My wife is also a baker.
Go off.
Wait, what do you bake?
I love to bake anything and everything, really. I, from a young age, would just
play in the kitchen. And so I kind of started like developing my own recipes. And as a baker, I also just don't really measure.
I don't measure either.
Yeah. Okay. So it's like you get
and
it.
I don't count either. When I put stuff in the oven, it's all the jiggle
timing.
Test. Yeah.
Yes.
I
okay.
jiggle it.
Literally. Which is why I can never get the same thing twice.
Yeah.
People, like, I'm, like, asking for this.
People will say to me, how do I do this? And I'm like, ooh, how long
you
for?
You just have to know.
Like, I don't know.
You just have to know.
These two. Yeah. You just feel it. You
hey,
just feel
you
it.
Guys eat what we make, though.
Immediately, yeah, every true. Time. Yes.
Yeah, so you better show
and
it.
There are certain things, like, I make keto Madeleines. Like,
yeah, but
those
you follow
are,
a recipe.
Yeah.
The, you didn't come up with that.
Those No, I don't. But those have stayed consistent, is my point.
If I asked you to make those amazing oatmeal cookies.
Oh, yum.
That you, it was like a trash can cookie. Do you think you can make them the same again?
Yes.
Hot.
We'll see.
Wait, we should do a baking show.
Bake off. Dyke off. Dyke off. Dyke off. Bake off.
Bake off.
You guys.
Green light it.
We should have a live. We should have a live tour. All I want to do is go on a live tour. I'm going to start planting the seed now.
Oh, yes.
I want us to have a live tour moment. We should do a live tour collab and we should bake off
absolutely.
In the live.
Oh,
whatever. And then you guys can be the.
Judges.
The judges.
What's that oven going to look like on tour, you
it's
guys?
It's going to be an easy bake.
It would have to be an easy bake.
It's going
to
be a
or
fucking
a no
easy.
Bake. We could do like a no bake cake.
This is true. Yeah. We could. We could do like...
What's that, soup?
Soup?
Is that like porridge?
No bake cake.
You don't bake it, but it still could be a cake.
Yeah.
Soup or porridge?
She's like...
So me too being like, I'm not sure where... Is it cold? Is it cold?
What's the texture?
Is it gazpacho?
Really funny.
Is it a gazpacho?
No, it could be like... It's like a cheese...
pudding?
You could do like... Oh, you can
never
do a cheesecake.
I've never cooked.
It could be a pudding.
It's like a pudding. A no-bake cake is a pudding. I like pudding.
You know how you have like... No bake protein bars or balls or whatnot.
Yeah, that's balls.
Raven has always had me baking shit for her. And funny story,
this is great. This is great, you guys. You didn't ask, but we're gonna tell you.
She was like, I want to start taking all these vitamins. This is back in 2016 when we were in New York, and she was like, I really want to start taking prenatals. Oh. And
I was trying to get pregnant. I just want a good skin and good hair.
I was like, I need good skin and good hair. And so
she
hates taking pills. So my fix was, I'm gonna put that in a no-bake situation for you.
Okay.
So I make these granola bars.
They're delicious.
And she loves them. She's obsessed. She takes them to work at the View. She's eating them. And somebody is like, hey, what are you eating? She's like, here, try it.
Oh, no.
And they start eating it.
No.
Literally, then she's like, everyone's eating these bars. You have to bring them. All the camera dudes, all the guys behind the scenes are eating my prenatals.
Yeah.
Just low dosing.
God, why
everyone
do my pecs hurt so much?
Just a lot
God,
of just
tits are hurting.
Just lactating everywhere.
Yeah. These dudes are like, this segment's so beautiful. Yeah.
Brian's like, why do my nipples hurt?
That's
funny.
Good times.
I love this.
Good times.
Has anyone at this table ever seen a car blow up?
Yeah.
Like in person?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Why?
No way.
I'm just wondering.
Why did you see that?
Have you?
It was just like on the way, like down the 101. Just like on the side
just
of the
normal.
Road.
Just
yeah.
like on the 101.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Of course I've seen a car blow up.
I just was wondering. You know, it's kind of a random question, but I had heard that maybe you had seen a car blow up. Like a neighbor's
what are these
car.
Rumors.
Is it true or false?
Yeah, I've seen a car blow up.
Did you have anything to do with it?
No.
Oh,
no. I wouldn't that say car. That then on the podcast.
Well, I don't know.
No,
she's no
yeah.
fool.
I'm not an idiot.
She'd be arrested.
You guys try to entrap
my tracks. Yeah, I've seen a car. Yeah, that's such a very random question, though.
It is, but I'm glad that I got to ask that. I have another question to ask the both of you.
Incredible.
So,
great.
Part of what we do on this show
my favorite part.
Is we stick our hand in this pot.
Oh, yeah.
And there's going to be something in there that we're going to discuss.
I hope it's money.
No.
Sorry to disappoint. It's not money. But there is something else that's more exciting than money.
Right. Questions.
So whoever wants to, please open that pot.
Together.
Yeah. Always together.
Please. Always. Okay. And tell us what we're talking about, my friends.
Oh, go ahead. You're a better reader than me. There you go. You put her hat back on.
Haircuts.
I literally thought it said cunts.
Hair cunts.
Oh, hair cunts.
And I'm like, oh, you wow. guys are wild over here.
It is
I mean, we can talk about it. we know
haircuts.
A thing or two about them.
Hairy yeah. cunts.
Hairy cunts.
I do like a
wild.
Anyway.
I'm sorry, what?
What?
Say more.
I said. Well,
technically, that falls under.
It's not a haircut.
That's
it's
more
true.
Our speed.
That's kind of what like. We do on
then let's talk about,
our podcast.
Let's talk about shaved or not shaved.
Great question.
Let's talk about braided
Unbraided. Or dreaded. I've been really, and I know if you listen to Two Dykes and a Mic, you're like, I've heard this 1,000 times. But if not, I would like the world to know that I'm in a renaissance of having a full bush in a way that makes me feel so proud. Thank you.
Yeah.
I knew I would be well received over here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I didn't realize how red it would be. And once I saw that it's full on Deborah Messing, full on Clifford the Big Red Bush, fully like
I'm talking like this cherry.
Yes. Redder. Like it's red. Honestly
redder.
Crazy. I love it.
As if I've ever seen it.
Ken's like, redder. Yeah.
You guys would not believe
it. It's such a beautiful copper, like beautiful. And I was like, oh, so it turns out that this is where my power's been hiding all along.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is it highlighted? You have like highlights and lowlights there?
Yeah. There definitely do. There's like
there's dimension.
Yeah. It's not just like a flat color. There's right. Like, there's a lot going on there. And I literally, ever since, I've like, when I am in new spaces where I feel as a newly sober person, I think maybe I don't have it. I remember you have a giant red bush. You got this, bitch. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
The confidence is just strong when you have it.
I love that for you.
Yeah, it's hot too. I feel like I look really good nude.
Yeah. Oh,
I wish I could show you guys.
Is the wife into it?
Wife's into it. Wife loves it.
What do you groom it in the sense of like, do you condition? Do you brush?
Of course. Yeah. I do all the type of grooming too to make sure that it's right where I want it to be. I'm sure you guys know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Like there needs to be room for other play to happen.
Yeah.
But where it shows the most, it's fucking ready. Yeah.
I love that.
And I feel powerful.
Yeah. As you should. I think that does bring power. I mean,
yes.
There's also the ones that find power with nice, clean, and never been no stipple whatsoever. But I do think that when you embrace what our body allows it to be naturally, you do feel a more adult power in you for sure.
There's something about taking up more space physically.
Yeah.
That I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
My leg hair.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh.
Yeah, and your armpit hair.
My armpit hair. Oh, yeah.
Give me a high five.
Come on. I have to.
Dude, it's so real. Yeah. Back in when we first got married.
Yeah.
When we first got married, she would like play with the armpit hair.
Cute.
Oh.
And I was like, I like that.
Wait, does it tickle though?
No, it feels good.
It's cute.
For me, it's like
look at this.
Soothing.
Yeah, that's so sweet.
Yeah. See, there's like, I'm not really in it. It kind of turned you on.
Cute.
I feel like the pulling or something.
Yeah.
But I liked it. And your armpit hair is very soft.
It is.
Oh, that's it's powerful soft. Too. I feel like I didn't know that it would be so hot, like sexy. It is sexy. I was like, this is for me, but I'm like, no, it's hot.
Okay, has anybody ever bleached anywhere? The hair anywhere?
Bleached?
I mean,
there's no reason for me to bleach.
It's already so...
It's so... it's so blonde.
You're so blonde?
I'm so blonde everywhere.
Mm. Yeah. But you do highlights. No?
Oh, yeah. I do highlights
So you've bleached there.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you meant body hair.
I do bleach black. Oh. I'm talking about it.
Yeah.
So for you, not trying to get all up in your pants, but are you like what's your shape of choice?
Here's the thing. I've always been bald.
Go off. Hardwood floors.
I mean, like, buff.
Like,
nice.
Echoey. You can hear your own footsteps.
Yeah, but I feel like I'm getting to the age where that's now insane. I'm a grown woman. I'm like, recently, I was like, what am I doing?
No, there's something.
You ever been down there?
Yeah, you're like, are we going to fucking keep doing
why
this?
Why am I doing this?
For who?
For my wife? What? For America? Yeah. For the patriarchy?
I was recently like, I'm 33. I need to stop doing this.
Yeah.
I am a grown woman.
Do you know what I can see for you?
What?
And I don't want to give notes because like HR, we're coworkers.
Yeah, HR.
I'd love to see a landing strip on you.
I feel like even that's embarrassing.
No, I think that's power. That's
you think
hot.
So?
Yeah, like a fat one, not a like
okay.
a fat
like landing. A nice size.
Okay.
Yeah,
like you know, a 745, fit. Not
yeah.
a jet.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. 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 Not the PJ. Oh, we're talking commercial.
Yeah, commercial.
Delta. Delta.
My question is, oh my god, are you shaving?
Yeah.
Really? Wow. And you don't have any problems with the shaves?
No, why would it? What's the...
Wait, are you guys waxing?
I guess with... I don't...
waxing?
I'm over here with you, bro.
Oh, right.
Like,
yeah,
I can't.
Of course.
But you... I've done it all.
Okay.
Incredible. I have done laser. Mm-hmm. I have shaved and I have waxed.
Incredible.
And now I'm at a point where I am kind of just like, this is frustrating.
Yeah.
Because the laser should have...
Done it by now.
Done it.
Mm-hmm.
And I go back and forth between a kind of... thicker landing strip, sometimes a thin landing strip because I just want everything kind of cleaned and
gone.
Doesn't
that feel like a French manicure? Do you know what I mean?
Well, yeah. A thin feels absolutely diabolical.
Isn't it giving like 2003?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm saying that with bald.
Exactly. Humiliating.
I'm like, so not
I can't believe you would tell this many dykes that you're out here just fully bald.
Don't care. I'm like, whatever. But I am embarrassed. I'm openly embarrassed by it.
Yeah.
I'm humiliated.
As we are.
I saw a, like, I was at a party recently and it was like a themed 70s party.
Love. Mm.
They had old Playboys out and we were all going through them and they were like, full, big,
yeah. Luscious. Powerful.
And I sat there, bald, and I was like, I'm embarrassed. These are women. I was like, who am I? I'm going to go home
and grow this shit out.
Yeah. I was like, what? Yeah. So you that was the turning point.
What kind of razor do you use to make it so clean and, like, easy?
Venus, probably.
Men's Gillette Fusion.
Yeah, Men's Gillette.
They have the best man can get.
And I also have, like, very straight natural hair, so I think it's different than a curly.
That's true.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you for aging into something new.
Thank
life
you.
Is yeah. long. You got to try different things out. There's not a right out. Way yeah. or a wrong way for your body to be, but the best way is to try them all.
Yeah,
especially
yeah.
in the queer community. I think there's so many ways to like have different types of fashion mm-hmm. that are all like
mm-hmm. It was just giving, like, Carl's Jr. ad. Do you know what I
yes,
mean?
Yes, I yeah. can't.
I was, like, I was feeling very 2004.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In my pants. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Frankie B's and just, like, just little Landy.
What yeah. do you guys prefer to experience in a partner's bush?
Great question.
That's a fantastic question.
And I feel
all
like
happy to be there.
I've all never
literally
once,
blessed.
Literally, anytime I've ever been with a woman who's nude, I'm literally like, "Are we fucking? Are you serious? Why? What have I done so right in this earth to be here? Like, fucking, so thank cute. You." So never cute. Once have I had yeah. a preference.
Yeah, literally no preference. Yeah. Any and all.
I have a preference.
Do you guys have okay? Tell
what's
us.
Your preference?
What's your preference?
I need something there because mm-hmm. if there's nothing there. Mm. I feel like the cops should yeah. bang on the door and come get me.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
I just need it. Like, it doesn't have to be everywhere. It doesn't have to be just. I just need to know that it's possible.
Like a little 5 o'clock shadow, just to know.
Just let me go like this. Oh, okay. I feel what you tried to do. Okay, that's cool. And then it's also different textures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For the mouth, there's you know.
This is very true.
This prickly. Cactus.
Sure.
There's a little kiwi strip moment.
Yes.
And then there's like an orange. I like an orange and a kiwi.
What's an orange?
Together. Just like really, really.
Pulpy. Chunky.
No, like super smooth.
Are you talking about the, like, yeah, the skin?
Yeah. Yeah. It's very pulpy.
Super pulpy.
Had that too.
Ken's never been with a woman once. Has never seen a nude woman. Right, I get it. You guys mean pulpy, right?
Lumpy.
No, I know how women are. Yeah. You know. Kind of super sour? Is that what you guys mean? Sour. I've done it. No, I know. Yeah, for sure.
For sure.
I have a wife.
Posey. Hey, ask your wife about me.
Babes, what about
That's
you?
Hilarious.
What about you? What do you prefer?
I think that, honestly, my only concern is cleanliness. So mm-hmm. even if you're rocking a full bush, as long as it's, like, well manicured and you are smelling fine, like, I'm great. Let's
yeah.
go.
Yeah.
It's just, for me, always about... Are you clean? Because even texture wise, like we all know that like you can't shave. We all know. Actually, no one knows that.
Everybody knows that.
Rachel and I definitely.
We're like,
know.
Yeah, we know.
We know.
Everyone knows that I can't. Okay, let's break it down. Okay, so hilarious. As a person with melanin, mm-hmm. sometimes when you shave incorrectly, the ingrown hairs are a little bit worse, and you can get pigmentation. So I had to learn where I can't shave against the grain. I have mm-hmm. to shave with it, and I can't shave too close because otherwise I'm like this for the whole fucking day.
Right. Just looks itchy.
I'm itchy. So and I'm like, sorry, babe.
But it's your hair texture too, because your hair texture is coarser and curly. So therefore, when it's growing back in, it's super uncomfortable.
Which is why I don't shave my legs either.
Which I'm yeah, like, don't do off. It. And your leg hair though is like fine and sweet like a little baby.
Oh,
hysterical. It's like straight in two.
but yeah, fun. You never know what you're gonna get.
You never know. No. You never know. And I'm like so hairy all over the place. Like I have so much hair on my face. I have like. What the hell? Like, I have so much leg hair, and my sister has nothing. Like,
damn.
What the fuck? These jeans fucked me.
Interesting.
But, you know.
Anyway.
Haircuts.
Do you guys ever have you guys ever shaved your arms?
I never have, except for at the wedding when I did the Mendy for my henna.
Yeah. Wait, let me see.
I shaved.
Are they coming back?
They're coming back now.
Oh,
But otherwise, that was just the one time. Mm. But it's still probably...
Oh, so soft. You're so soft.
Thank you so much for saying that.
It came in really nice.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Because mine's like more straight up. I gotta do it again.
You shave it.
Yeah, but because I was bullied in... I was like in middle school or high school and somebody bullied me about it. So then I shaved it. And I just recently was like, fuck that. I'm going to bring it back.
Dude, you've had a hair renaissance and I'm loving witnessing it. You're so powerful.
You were bringing all
the
hair back.
I'm so hairy right now.
But I will say, I started shaving my arms in middle school too. There is something about middle school females and hair on arms that is like a thing. Yeah.
Girls policing each other in middle school about their arm hair needs to be illegal. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah, thing.
Why are you looking at my arms?
Yeah. Right. Look elsewhere. Come up and do this.
Right. Really?
Yeah. They would come up and like do that to my arm. So then I was like, I guess I have to take it off.
Oh my God. Wow, it's so weird. Awful. You're just like, I'm just trying to learn like a map.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing right now?
I just need one.
Just one map.
Sucks.
Sorry.
Hey, that's crazy. About that.
I'm okay now.
Good. I'm glad. You're growing it out.
Are you going to grow your leg hair out next?
No. That I like shaped.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. For me, for sure. On my body. Do. I'm like, my legs look so much better when I shave them. I'm like, oh, I like them.
Body hair is great on all women. Yeah. I feel like it is, your personal preference. 100%. If you want it, great. If you don't, who cares?
Yeah. I'm a runner, too. So, like, sometimes I can feel a little in the wind, and I'm like, I'm fucking fast.
Yeah.
I'm moving fast right now.
Yeah.
That hair is.
Especially in the bush hair. It just splits in the middle. It's just helping you out here. It's like two little wings.
The bush hair parting down the middle.
Just like this.
You get a little flight.
Hysterical. I'm gone.
Yes.
Oh my God, yes.
Oh, I love it.
So for head haircuts,
I was about to ask that.
Second,
oh yeah.
Have you guys ever had haircuts that you think people have looked at and then they've made assumptions about your sexuality?
I think that people see my mullet and think that I'm polyamorous.
Wow.
A lot of people think I'm poly because of my mullet.
Yeah.
I think it's your personality.
Well, I think in the queer community, a mullet is earned by being the only top in your polycule. So I understand why people think that.
She's like, can you repeat that?
I polycule.
Can
hear polycule. That's what it's called.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of what we're forming right now.
That's what
I love this. A polycule.
But I think the haircut definitely can be important. I think in the queer community as well, we use it to kind of like see each other, to try to spot each other publicly. Yeah. So. Yeah, and it can be definitely. I think for my haircut, too, for the longest time, I looked like a little boy until I was in middle school. So this haircut is actually going right back to where I left off on my...
Have you ever had long hair?
Yeah, her hair was super pretty, long and curly and red. Did you decide to cut it?
Like, just recent. I mean, like, two years ago. Yeah. And it was so... Once I cut my hair, once I was able to see, like, this, or just a little bit of something on the side, I was like, oh, I'll never have long hair again. There's just no way. Yeah. See?
Over here.
It's a real thing.
You guys have the head shape for it, too.
We got good head shapes.
Yeah. We do. Thank God. We do. We have those big brains. That's right. You're welcome. As for those who with long blonde hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Us.
I mean, can we talk about the discrimination between long blonde hair?
Yeah.
In the queer... I mean, like, genuinely, people are so mean.
They're so mean to me.
To, like, in the... It's something.
Yeah. We had a lot of also, like, people come see our shows, and this was, like, early on. We would have, I remember one woman came up to me and like, remember she screamed at me, you're not gay.
Yeah.
At us after our show. And that was super crazy. But yeah, we get treated differently on the road because of how we look.
There's different privilege, obviously, to being femme and blonde, but there's also different, there's just different ways that people are treated. And sometimes people write a check, they only give it to me. Mm-hmm. They won't give it to Ken, like at the end of the show. That's
crazy. Or they'll talk to Ray, the sound people.
Maybe assume that she's my girlfriend, not talent. Yeah. Like that type of
That's so crazy.
Yeah.
Femininity toxic from the outside.
It's crazy.
I will say, coming from, you know, I'm sure we've all had our straight to bi to gay to femme to whatever.
Yeah.
It's like that is how we look at people. Like the feels from you are gay, but the look is not, right? And then even for my wife, the feels are gay, but the look is not. And it's unfair, but it is the human experience to judge with our eyes first and move forward.
I also learned a little while ago that I'm a ninja lesbian.
Oh, what does that
mean? A ninja lesbian is a lesbian who looks very straight, but is out in the world being a lesbian, but the world thinks she's straight, so therefore she's like a ninja and she's like all stealth and shit. So maybe you're kind of like, maybe I think we are. Like, look at us. We're blonde, blue-eyed, leather wearing.
I'm like, yikes. Yeah. But you seem so queer to me because of your jaw.
Yeah. I feel like
the jaw.
Your jawline is so gay.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't look straight at all.
I think sometimes too, there's a difference between the way that like the straight world sees femmes. Yeah. Like straight people will see femmes and be like, oh, I bet you guys have a nice husband at home. Yeah. But in the queer community, we see you guys and we go, yes.
Yeah.
Like, really? I would see you in any other setting and as a queer person be like, you are a family. You're one of our own.
Yeah.
How?
Yeah. I think there is, like, that energy of, like, you feel queer. And I think queer people are more tapped into that.
That is so curious. I've never had anyone feel, like, or really? At least communicate that to me.
I think even the way that you speak, the way that you like structure sentences, the way you move your hands, the way that you two guys look at each other is all very
queer.
She has
been married to me for 5 years.
That'll do it.
Before, you know, she was in some female relationships. She had a couple of male relationships here and there. But I think when you are in a same gendered relationship for a period of time, mm-hmm. not only do we start rubbing off on each other, but you just kind of meld into who you really are supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of like, did you guys find that for yourselves in the relationship that you're in? Do you find that your queerness has changed now that you're even more secure in your relationships?
I mean, 1,000% for me. I also think with my wife, because she was more identifying as like pan and bi, mm-hmm. and now that she has, and we've only been married for a couple of months, but even just yesterday she was like, I was hanging out with my friends and I called my purse my dyke bag, and I'm like, yeah, you're coming into like settling into this type of seeing of yourself. And me as well, I've been with my wife Nazara, but we've been together for like over 6 years,
mm-hmm.
and the way that she's loved me so much, I feel so much more comfortable in like my gender being a lot more fluid, mm-hmm. just because I'm like, I feel so safe and gooey, mm-hmm. that I'm like, oh yeah, there doesn't need to be an end place. Your queerness can kind of grow with you as a person with your wife or without. So mm-hmm. I feel like I've been feeling very like, I feel that a lot. Great question, Raven. Go off.
Thanks. I used to be on TV.
So what?
I used to do this. I was used to be hired. What about you?
I actually feel like being friends with Rachel mm-hmm. has made me come into my queerness more than anything, more than any partner. Just because we also, having a queer friend and getting to talk about those experiences growing up,
yeah,
and having that shared experience to me has made me more openly queer.
Yeah, I think there's something too about when we, all of my, I mean, I say it as a joke a lot, but like I used to fuck all my friends, mm-hmm. for real. And when Mackenzie,
I think that's a thing.
Yes.
It is.
Okay, cool.
For sure.
We'll talk about it after.
And then like with Mackenzie, when we were just being like, having a queer friend who you are not sleeping with, I unlocked a whole new level of like, us sharing these things and then creating together and then mm-hmm. like realizing the importance of like having somebody who has a shared experience that you're not just dating. I was like, definitely powerful.
Oh my God, I love you guys so much.
But I will say, having my own personal comedy relationship with another female who was not gay, there is a love and respect and like an undertone of relationship that you have forever. And it's weird because, for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about Annalisa.
Yeah, Chelsea. From That's So Raven.
But mm-hmm. that was my work wife through every single relationship mm-hmm. and any relationship that she'd been with. And we used to do the same thing. We'd be on the set, mm-hmm. on a kids show, no kids around, but we'd be joking. Then we just like pretend to make out. Yeah. It is like this interesting, not physically sexual, but like
it's
this,
intimate.
It's a chemistry.
We're intimate.
Relationship that you can only have with someone when you work with them. But mm-hmm. I think it's also true with comedy because, as we all know, every comedian is a depressed being.
Yeah.
We all have bad emotional problems. And so when you find that person that you're like, I see you, mm-hmm. don't ever cry on my shoulder, but when you need to, I'll be there for you because I'm already crying for you, like type of thing. Yeah. I understand it and I can feel it between you two.
And there's something too about being perceived together on a thing that you're making. I think when the world sees you together all the time, not like the world, obviously we're not on a TV show, mm-hmm. but there's something very bonding about like, you know, the exact way, you know, the exact amount of people that we post so similar things where we share that. The way that the world receives you in such a way that you're like really bonded with that person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like your queerness has changed since you guys have been married?
Yeah.
Don't steal my question.
I had to. I said, that felt good.
Rachel Stanley,
I said,
original.
If I loved answering it, I better hear it from these
really
cuties.
It's a really good question, babe. Yes. I think the answer is yes. It's definitely changed. And I had a moment, I remember, it was
actually in New York, we were walking down the street, Raven and I, and we're holding hands, and Joy Behar was behind us, and she took a photo of us that she then ran up and showed it to me, and it was just our backs. And I, like, actually, we weren't holding hands. I had my arm around Raven, and I loved this photo so much. And I remember in that moment going, oh, wow, like, I am in a lesbian relationship, like, for real, for real. Like, I really, that, like, rocks. It, something, like, shifted in my brain. And I was like, now when people ask me, like, I'm going to, the answer is I'm gay. Like, mm-hmm. I'm in a lesbian relationship. And I never really thought about my sexuality before in that concrete of a way. Mm-hmm. And now, since we've been married, yeah, I think that I've thought about my femininity, because part of, I feel really confused sometimes, not in the way that I think that I'm, like, not a woman, mm-hmm. but sometimes I feel just like a small boy. For and sure. I like, oh, I'll look constant. At, yeah, and I'll look at, always. And I'll look at really? Other women.
Yeah.
Mm. And I'll look at other women and I'm like, that is a woman. And I don't understand, like, what I'm missing, if you will.
We yeah. talk about this all oh the my time.
God. Yeah. Yeah. It's really interesting.
I didn't know that.
That I feel that way?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All the time. Like, I feel like this small boy. And it's funny because I was actually talking about this yesterday.
I love having a podcast and learning about my yeah. life during it randomly.
Continue. I was talking about this yesterday to someone. Ooh. And she looked
who
at me.
And who is she?
Who is she?
No.
Who is she?
Is
who
she taller than me?
Conversation.
She looked at me.
Is she
and
taller than me?
Yes. She's just a bit taller.
Don't you ever say that.
Okay.
Don't you
ever. Wait, shut this shit down. All
right. And dead. Goodbye. Baby, no. No one is taller than you. I've
thank
never
you.
Met anybody.
Exactly. Correct.
I'm stroking her inner thigh
thank
as
you
I say
so
this.
So much. Exactly.
It's like she, looking in a mirror. Now. It's so crazy.
She said to me, she said, are you kidding me? You're one of the most feminine people I've ever met. You can't even get in an elevator without me there with you. She says the feminine, like, if you want to stereotype feminine, mm-hmm. it's that who, like, one who needs help, that who is kind of this helpless, like, damsel in distressy type thing. And she's mm-hmm. like, you have that on such a real level. And I was like, that's interesting, because that wasn't ever really, like, my perspective or my take of mm-hmm. feminine. But I for see sure. what she's saying about, like, a woman
that's
who
a helpless princess.
Yeah. But that like, is
I don't think that's femininity.
I mean, but I understood what she was trying to kind of, like, say understood. To okay. me in that moment. And when I saw it through that lens, I was like, well, if that is what is qualifying my own femininity, then sure, I'm very fucking girly, because yeah, I do need someone there to, like, help me mm-hmm. take an elevator. But the outward appearance of feminine, I feel like I haven't embodied. And
I need to talk to whoever this is, because that's not femininity. That is you I have a problem with elevators. And
yeah.
You can't get
I
on
have
them.
A phobia.
But can you hold space for how scary elevators are really quickly?
Yeah.
Because that's not you. That's the elevator.
That's the elevator.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I just want to come in and say that I think that the femininity, just since we're out here in the real world, mm-hmm. I think femininity is twofold in a sense. I think it's the softness and the allowance for sensuality in yeah. a and I can't use the word in the description, but in a very it's like it's girls, like, you're just like, oh, girl, like that. Let me tell you why you're not extremely feminine, because when I try to walk on the right side of the road with her, she's always there, you know. Yeah. You're supposed to walk.
Yeah. I just learned that watching the inauguration.
Wow. That's first of all, that inauguration, you learned that? Yeah.
Well, that's where I just learned the first time, because I realized that everyone was in line, that all of the people of power, so you have the president, the vice president, they're all on the left side, and then their wives are all on the right, and then one husband was on, you know, and it was on the right, and I was like, is that a thing?
Yeah, but thing. Just like learning about being a gentleman, you walk on the road neck closest to the street, so the woman's mm-hmm. walking in, you open the doors, you allow things yeah. to happen, you yeah. allow that woman to have the safety of softness
mm-hmm. right.
rather than the power control of I got this, I'll take care of it, and I'll pick up stuff. I'm not explaining it very well because my brain
I
hurts.
I totally get what you're saying.
But it's definitely not because you can't get in the elevator.
But right. the thing with me in that regard is that actually goes back to childhood, and that goes back to being somebody who had to grow up quickly and was kind of a caretaker. So that's where that energy comes from. But I think the thing that I want to just kind of
explore more of for myself is that softness and what makes me feel sensual or feminine, or mm-hmm. and that can be also really powerful in your femininity. I think women are incredible, and I think that your femininity doesn't need to be being in silk and being super sexy in the way that we've perceived it.
Unless it's a full-on silk suit at night. Amen. And you're sleeping.
Then it's important. Then it's very important.
With perfect hair. Well, I think also you're describing the difference between the way that you see femininity and like other people that are like women versus how you see yourself.
And experience it myself.
Yeah. Because the way that you see yourself, you're like, oh, I feel like a little boy in comparison to these like women that I'm seeing or in the world. But I think as like queer people, we all know that there's like a huge difference within the way that the straight world sees us from how we experience ourselves. I think we get to be more nuanced in the way that, like, especially within a relationship, when you're married, you're 100%. Like, there's so much more things that, like, there's not, like, the boy does this and the girl does that. There's just so much more. Everyone kind of does whatever makes sense for them at all times.
Yeah.
But even, like, with Kenz and I, mm-hmm. I get tripped up, too, being, like, if you look at us on a poster, you're, like, Rachel's, like, the butch, and Mackenzie's the femme. Mm-hmm. But if you talk to us for more than 1 second, you'll be like, Rachel is so fruity, and Ken is more, like, the hot and man. Dad. Like, dad.
You give dad energy.
Yeah, 100%. And then you take that a step further, you're like, oh, none of it can really be fit in. So you're like, all of it's kind of just...
Yeah.
And that's why I love the queer community, and that's why I love being gay, because we literally can do anything the fuck we want to.
It's the best.
Oh,
it's the fucking
I just fantastic. Love to bottom. I'm so glad we brought it up. Is that what we were talking about?
Yeah, for sure.
Do you have an answer to the question, though, babe?
What's the question?
About
that question that I came up with?
Yeah.
Oh, that one.
Ray's really good question.
God, that was such a good question. Yeah. It's like you were on TV or something.
I was on The View for years. Yeah. Nobody talks about it.
So rude.
Candace?
Yes, that's me.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I love you so much. Yeah, I do. I will say, you know, when I was... Oh, God, I hate talking about myself. But...
No, we like it.
It's okay, babes.
I know. I'm writing a book, so I can't tell too much. Anyway.
Babes, you've said that. Yeah.
Listen, I didn't say it this time.
She says it in every episode of every show. Yeah, literally. Okay, I can't talk about it. I'm writing a book. I'm like, stop.
Because I'm...
You're literally writing a book. Ken's my tagline.
No, but... Okay. I've been through a lot of different types of relationships, and the consistent conversation in the relationship is, you're so different when you come home and the camera's off. And what that is when I'm at work, I'm super feminine, femme, fish, cunt all day. Mm-hmm. And then when I come home,
she's a dude.
FYI, that doesn't come from me. I don't say, you're so different when you come home from work.
No,
just
because
so the world knows that.
I'm getting to why you don't say that. I'm getting to why you can't say that.
Okay.
But everybody else can.
Okay.
Because I had to switch. I had to make the relationships work, and they never made me feel comfortable enough to even go out into the world as the person I was when I was at home.
Wow.
Even when I was dating guys, they were like, oh, you're like my friend. I'm like, exactly.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm. You're welcome. And then I'd be like, are you ready? Okay, let's go. But like, and then I'd go right back to dude afterwards. And then dating her, even our first stint dating, I was like, yo, like I can wear my Pro Club white tee joint like all day. This is cool. I don't have to wear makeup for you. Like, I don't have to do this. Okay, cool. Then when we got married, I was actually even more scared because I knew that what people knew as Raven Simone was going to slowly dissolve because I couldn't keep up that facade anymore.
That rocks.
Yeah.
The haircut was a big...
And the haircut was it was huge. And like you, as soon as I felt my ear and as soon as I felt the back of my neck and my wife rubbed the back of my head, I'm like, I shouldn't come back. And now when I put on... I had to do this... job. I had to put on a wig.
It's so weird.
And I honestly cannot recognize myself in the feminine state that I used to be when I was younger.
Sometimes we sit down and we just look at Raven's old TikTok videos and we go, who is she?
Yeah. Holy shit. Yeah,
they're
right.
just so
I can't do
it's
it.
It's so weird.
It's very, and I already have dissociative disorder, so I'm already like, what? I don't even remember doing it, let alone believe that is me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I used to be in this all the time. Like, see that? I'm going to stop talking about myself. Keep going. It was crazy. But yeah, I changed a lot.
I just wanted to ask you, though, do you feel like your hair has been fully linked to your coming into your sexuality or your comfortable
My hair has been
really
linked.
Bad question.
But we
definitely didn't write it.
My hair has been linked to different personalities within myself, right? So, like, even before I fully got into my me, I would have like braids and long hair in different colors, and all my friends were like, "Who's this person?" I'm like, "Don't worry about who this person is." And then I would shave half of my head and go there, and they'd be like, "Oh, who's this person?" I'm like, "Jay-Z." Like, it was, I was always changing. And I always wanted to change. I never found a I always thought I was going to be that person that always had different hairstyles.
Interesting.
First time. I cannot go. If anything changes, it's because I bleach. And that's why I asked you guys. Mm-hmm. I bleach my hair. I bleach my armpit hair.
Oh, cute.
It's cute.
Very cute.
She bleached an eyebrow once. Try it. And it was.
Ooh. You bleached mine.
We've unlocked something. Oh, no.
You did it.
You guys know how it was, like, kind of cute. Some people had bleached eyebrows. It became a thing.
Yeah. Now when you have microblading in black and then the hair on.
It was, and also it pulled, like, a little orange. I don't know, a little yellow.
Oh, good.
It was good.
We love orange.
It was cute for you, babes.
Thanks,
and then
honey.
She dyed it back immediately.
I can't, but yes.
Hair holds trauma.
Hair holds trauma.
For sure. Are you the happiest you've ever been? Having your, like,
happiest I've ever been having my hair shaved. Happiest I've ever been, and most comfortable I've ever been.
That's beautiful.
And it's crazy because I thought I was happy before. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you don't know happiness until you actually have it. You think you are. And yeah. So it's, I'm a little scared moving forward because I got jobs to do and I know that I have to be like a girl. Yeah. I'm really going to be scared.
You're a fantastic dramatic actress. You're going to be great.
Wow. Dramatic
We're
actress?
We're all here to support
I'm
you.
Screaming. Not
you
true.
Guys, let's toast.
Let's toast!
Woo!
Yay!
Yay! I'm sure there. I have nothing. Okay.
Hello. Water was good.
Mine's hot.
Mine's boiling hot.
Okay, so this is actually a little segment that we do called The Toast.
I'm so excited.
So here's the toast for everyone today. Today,
that shit is long.
I know. I'm not gonna.
Right, here you go. Just put your hands down.
Everyone, get comfortable. So today we are toasting to Paul Barton, and he plays the piano for Rescue Elephants, which I thought was so gentle. So
that's cute.
He lives with his wife in Thailand, and he's an artist, and he makes sculptures of elephants, and he comes to this sanctuary called Elephants World, and they care for rescued and domestic elephants, and Paul. One day noticed that one of the elephants seemed a little bit blue, so he sang happy birthday to it. It was its 50th birthday, and he noticed that it
Not
started...
Not the elephant mad that he was celebrating his half-life and felt blue.
No, right, and so he's...
Not the elephant. Mm-hmm.
So he sang happy birthday to the elephant, and the elephant, like, perked up. Yeah. And he noticed
Just
that...
Just trunk went all high.
Yes. So they started to notice this as more music was being sung or around these elephants, that their moods changed. So Paul comes in and he plays the piano for them. And they've actually shown signs of, like, they dance. They'll sway and dance.
Oh, I love
they did a test on their neurological and they calm. They, like, will actually, like, elephant relax, shoulder dropping for the elephant. And
I wonder what that really looks like.
Their breathing slows. And he plays Schubert and Beethoven mostly.
Ave.
But yeah. I just think that Paul deserves a toast.
Paul, thank you for tapping into one of the most majestic animals we have on this planet. The animals that know when death is around.
Yes.
The smartest animals.
Yeah. Did you see that there was a group of elephants that when their caretaker passed away and they didn't even know, nobody told the elephants, they walked all the way to his house against where they normally would and sat vigil for 3 days.
No.
And every year on the anniversary of his death, this group of elephants goes to that man's house. Hello?
How the hell do they know the day?
Exactly.
How do
people
they?
Are starting to think
I
that they're
telepaths. I don't even know the day of my mom's birthday.
Hey, that's what I say.
I mean, Google Cal.
What do you mean?
Hey, these
they
elephants
know
are
the
geniuses,
day.
You guys. I heard that on a train. I wept. I said, holy shit, these elephants.
These fucking elephants.
Dude,
they're
yeah.
They're so special.
Yes.
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 Did you guys ever watch Babar? Babar?
Excuse me?
Oh.
I think it's Babar.
This is hitting a different
Babar.
Babar. Let's fuck with Babar.
Wait, but do you remember the elephants in Babar?
Yes.
Would, oh my God, it was so emotional for me. And I was like 3 and I wasn't on a train, but I was probably next to one and I wept. And
yes.
It was just like fucking overwhelming.
On Babar. Babar.
Yeah, if you're not weeping at elephants, don't fucking hang out with us.
At all.
No.
At all.
That's a really queer thing and dykey thing to have to weep at elephants.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, so much for coming.
Thank you for having us. This rocks. We love you guys.
Where can we find you guys? Where do we see you? What's coming
up next.
Ray, you're great at promo.
Oh, my God. We're a weekly podcast, Two Dykes and a Mic. You can follow us there. And we have tickets for the spring tour coming out.
Yeah.
I'm at Rachel Scanlon Comedy. I'm on tour right now. And I'm going to be hitting some more cities in January, February, and March. And you guys are going to, if you like gay stuff, hit us up.
Yeah.
Amazing. You guys, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
It's been really wonderful getting to know you too.